everybody. I am Michael Filiguera. I am with LogicalSymptoms.com, which is my website. And I just want to give a quick introduction. I have been trading for over 40 years. I started here on the Pacific Coast Options floor in 1979. I have traded here in San Francisco. I've traded in London on the London Traded Options Market. I've traded in Amsterdam on the European Options Market. And I've also traded through the DTB, the Deutsche Terminbörse, which is in Germany, for quite a while. Then I came back to the U.S., came back to San Francisco, went back to the options floor. But as we started to progress into the new millennium, things started to change quite dramatically. And in fact, a lot of the options volume and a lot of the trading kind of went electronic, and therefore people weren't coming to the floor to trade. And then I left the floor. And at that point, I decided that I would continue to try to trade options and just work out positions that way. But eventually, I did realize that I wanted to be a bigger volatility player, and because I like the volatility that we were seeing within the individual markets. And so I decided to become a day trader. And that in itself is a very large process if you're going from a position trader to a day trader type of a scenario. So I had to pick up a lot of new techniques. I had to really reset some very important things that you must do really before you enter into a new business. One of them is that you really should have a trading plan or a business plan, because essentially if you're going to become a professional day trader or just a professional trader, you really need to have a business plan, because that's what it is. You're now running a business. So after setting that up and then trading for a while, I started to realize that I needed to have different types of signals and different types of ways to enter into trades more effectively. And that's where I started to develop. I have always been an Elliott Wave analyst, and I've always used Fibonacci numbers since 1980. And then I took formal instruction with Robert Prechter and Dan Ascani in 1988. So I have been an analyst and a trader using Elliott Wave and Fibonacci sequences for quite some time. They continue to show me direction. They continue to show me limitations. And one of the big benefits right now is as these markets move to new all-time highs, it helps me plot out where markets may end up going when they're moving substantially higher. So now let's bring it into what we do each day. And I just want to quick show you some things that I do every day prior to trading. One of them is, of course, that I look at what happened overnight. I look at my Fibonacci levels, and the charts that I use are, I use a 1 minute, as you can see, a 2 minute, as you can see on here. On a different screen, I have a 2 minute, a 5 minute, and an hour. Now I'm using all three of those screens plus these in front of us so that I can get better entries and exits on these smaller term charts. They also, by using the longer term charts, like the 5 minute and the hourly, it helps to tell me what direction may be for that day or for the next hour or 2 hours. So I can get a lot of different information from the charts. One of the other things that I use is I use moving averages. And I am going to give credit where credit is due. And a good trading friend of mine, she also is great. She has a website and all things, but I'm just going to give her a shout out here. Natalie Schaffner has helped me tremendously in how really to use moving averages correctly. And so I now have the moving averages, and I'm going to begin to talk about how that setup is. Now, the third thing that I really add each day, each morning, which I feel is very important, is I always take a look at my psychological, my emotional profile each morning. And I'll tell you why. If we come in and we've got an expectation of what we want to do and we're going to trade the market, perhaps you had an argument with your spouse. Perhaps you've got a bum shoulder. Perhaps your arthritis is kicking in now that the weather's getting colder, et cetera, et cetera. Or you have concerns, or maybe you've got a little anxiety over what's happening around us in our country with COVID. All of these things can interfere with your thought process that you're going to have to use when you're trading. And so I always take a look at my, what I call sensations, emotions, thoughts, SET score. And I use this when I'm also working with somebody. I will teach them how we look at these different things. Because if you give yourself a high score, then you're likely set for the day. You're set. You're going to go in there. You're going to be able to focus, and you're going to make good choices. You're going to make good decisions. decisions on how you want to trade. But if you're hurting, or if you're anxiety, you're having a little bit of anxiety, or you came in with a little bit of anger because somebody pushed you the wrong way before you sat down to trade, these will have an effect on how you make your decisions. And so keeping an eye on that, then you get to make another choice. Do I trade in SIM? Do I trade my live account? Or do I just sit it out? Okay, so having said all that, now coming in, I like to trade off of my moving averages. So the first thing I want to do is I'm going to just say, let's just take a quick peek because we had a nice run up, and now I'm going to put some Fibonacci on here. So now we can get some indications if this is truly just going to be a short pullback, or if indeed it's going to be a much larger pullback. Again, we're looking at a 1 minute chart. My other charts do kind of also agree that we have the possibility that we will pull back, and we have a 2 minute and we have the 1 minute. Now I'm going to look at my moving averages and see this stuff has kind of, this is the 50-day moving average. The blue is a 20. The purple one is the 200. And then above that, I have an 8 and a 4. So I'm just looking to see where we're going to pick up our next one. Seems to be holding on to the 50 on the 1 minute basis. Over here on our 2 minute, we've got the 50 and the 20. So we may get a little bit of a rally back up, or we will continue lower. Now, my 2 minute is saying I still have some downside, and up, and my 1 minute is saying you got it, but it may rally first. So I'm going to see if this can kind of get up here. This line here, the red and green one, that's VWAP. And VWAP can be important because the market will go to it, can pause around it, can break above it, and that'll give you a signal in and of itself. But we're now heading back lower. Let's give this a shot. I'm going to take my short here. Now, here's the second part of this. What are you willing to risk? Before you get in this trade, I really jumped the gun, because you need to kind of look at what are you willing to risk? Is this going to be more of a position trade, or is this going to be more of a scalping trade? Now, my thought is it's really a scalp, because I think overall, we still have additional upside to do. So we need to now look at where we want to get out. And if it gets up past this pivot point, you're going to need to cover the trade or reverse. So also, you need to also understand what is your, and we're going to close that trade. You can see we did the first trade out of the box is a negative trade. How does that affect you? Are you now going, oh man, this is not right, this is wrong, et cetera, et cetera? Or are you just going to move along? Now, some people will use the reverse button, which is not a bad thing, because you can see the market continues. So you automatically just reverse and now you're long, which could be good. I personally prefer to kind of hang out and wait, because now we're getting that type of a move. And let's see where it goes. If it goes back to VWAP, I'm likely going to want to buy it and be ready for the next move up. As you can see off of this, we kind of hung around this level right here, the 0.236 level on this. So I'm going to wait. Let's just see. And I'm telling you, sometimes it's really hard to talk and trade at the same time when you're trying to put on a trade and then manage the trade, etc. So I'm using a SIM account so that I can do that and talk to you at the same time. So I'm doing that. But the trades are live. Okay, we're just kind of hanging out here, but now we're going. And I'm going to try it again. And again, I beat my expectations on this trade would be there, but you see it's not. So we reverse. Let's see if that works. If not, we're going to, there we go. There we go. And now you can move and you can use a stop. A little bit difficult. And unless you have a dome open, then you can put a stop in. Now the expectations here, at least we're going to get above this high. So if it comes down, you may choose to add a contract so that you can get out of one and you still have more, because see, this is the high thus far of the larger sequence, and that would be where I would target, at least there. But this one is getting stuck right at this small inter high, this lower high, and we may need to exit the trade, but maybe not. If we start to head up again, I may choose to add another contract. I still think we're actually in pretty good shape. My moving averages are right. Oh, no. Let's see. And what I'm really looking at is to see how it holds these other moving averages. And again, think of this. This is only a 1 minute chart and a 2 minute chart. So these pictures can change pretty dramatically. And now we're getting another opportunity to not take up. Maybe see what it wants to do. It looks like it should be okay. Again, here's the thought process. Now you're in this trade and now you're watching it bounce around. And now you're thinking in your head, what should I do? Should I be getting out of the trade? Should I be in the trade? Should I reverse? How much loss can I take? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of things that kind of go in your mind. And this is the psychological part, because there are you're going to have an effect. It's all going to affect you. If you have fear over losses, this is going to come through right here. How much loss do you want to take? How far down do you want to let go? Oh, gee, I don't know. What if it turns around, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of stuff that goes through your mind, and we have to try to keep it clear. And then secondly, if you're working a trade and it's really moving in your favor, you're going to have patience. Like, I kind of still believe that this should go up before it goes, before we have a larger pullback. And even though my 5 minute is kind of telling me that, well, maybe we won't. So I'm still going to target this right now and see if we can't just make back some money. And I won't let it go too far, because now I think that we may slip, and I don't want it to go very far without that. But so you can see how quick, this is the NASDAQ, how quick the NASDAQ can change its mind, okay? And that's all in play. That's all going to affect your decision process. So when you're building on a new strategy, I highly suggest that you do it in sim first, because you're going to have to deal with all of the emotions that are going to come from this. Okay, so now we are looking like we are going to head lower. And so I'm going to try, if I get a chance, okay, come on, give me a little bit. Yeah, let me pay the commission. I'm going to look for this to kind of move up, and then maybe, I'm reversing because it's starting to break down. But again, here we are between these moving averages, which produces more of a sideways move. So really what we're hanging on to right now is the potential that this is going to break. And my feeling is if it does break, it should break lower and kind of come below that level 44. So if we kind of move up here, right into there, I may add another contract. Let's see what we can get. All right. So now I've added two contracts. So in the NASDAQ, you all should know, or I'm sure you do know, that it's $5 a tick. Well, now I have two contracts, so now I'm playing for $10 a tick. So we, let me look here, see what that is. Hi, Paul. It is Natalie S., but the name of her website is candlelighttrading.com. So you can check her out that way. Now we're coming down to here. So I'm going to take off one here. Come on, fill my order. Thank you. Okay, so we're still working one, right? So that was the point of adding a contract. Now I have another contract. And so if this thing really wants to go, I'm going to stand a pretty good chance that maybe I get to make back all my money. But boom, I want to be out because of what it did. And I can always re-enter. Let's see what it wants to do. I'm going to give a contract there. And let's see if it can get something going here, or is it just going to play around, right? Because we still run the option that it's going to run up again, because we're still just kind of consolidating in this little area. So there's two things you can do. You can not trade, which is a good way, because you can get caught in this chop and you end up down, or you got to sit it out. So those are your choices. So depending on how you trade, what you want to trade, et cetera, it's all going to determine what you do and how you do. I'm going to have to let this one go just a little bit, because I still believe in that we're going to pull back a little bit. But I will add another contract there. Not always the best way to do this, but if it breaks that high, but you got dang close, we're going to close this trade. We're going to take our licks. There it goes. Okay. Now you can also see how quickly things can move against you. Now let's take a review. How did this happen? We did get our pullback here. It came up. The Elliott and the Fibonacci was suggesting that we should get another pullback. But this ended up just being within this initial move. When it came up and it started to break above these levels, and then finally that level, that gave you the hint that we're going to continue and complete our upside move. So pullback did occur, was shallow. So your longer term charts were really giving you the clue. And the 5 minute did start to confirm the move, but likely changed its mind. And now, it did give us, but now I've got my stochastic lines coming in and meeting each other. Doesn't mean we'll get all that much higher, because here we are again. And I'm going to just see if I get a sell signal there. Again, the difficulty is trying to explain your strategy and trade at the same time. So we want to make a little bit of money back. So I'm just going to go there. Now I've shorted two. My first one I'm going to want to take off. Well, maybe nowhere. If I can get, there you go. Thank you. Oh, see? And the other thing about the NASDAQ is that it moves very quickly. You can see that there was some profit in that. And I jumped to get it. And I probably should have just bought it at the market. Okay, but this goes enough. Oh, no. So we're just kind of futzing around here a little bit, which is pretty apropos. Oh, we want to see if this gets filled. Now, if you were working it with a stop, then you're going to want to put your stop in. I mean, if it comes in and breaks back above 66, it's going to pretty much let us know that we're heading up higher than we want to be. So come on, at least give me that first one. It's still just consolidating and we're just playing the numbers. One thing I wanted to add while we're waiting on this particular trade is I think as a day trader, and this is something I'm very guilty of, by the way, that we have to let go of expectations. You know, a lot of times if I'm in a trade room or if I'm talking with other people, their market expectations may be based on what's happening around. For example, we're in the middle of a pandemic right now, and it's really wreaking havoc across our country here in the United States. And it's quite concerning. But then on the other side of that, we have a vaccine that's about ready to be approved, likely on Thursday. And that should be a more positive for the end of the pandemic. But a lot of people want to interpret that as, oh, it's a positive sign. This is not going to pull back anymore. It might, but I'm a little bit doubtful. So people kind of get an expectation of direction for the market. Well, we got this positive news. Well, we got that negative news. And I think that can eventually just really interfere. So we really have to get into a space where we are going to just trade what's in front of us. Because if your expectation is that the market should go down, you're going to build too big of a position and you're going to get wiped out. Because if the market doesn't go down, you're going to get wiped out and you're going to get angry and you're going to, you know, your whole SET score is going to go skewed in one direction. If you just approach the market as let the market determine direction, we're too small. We're just, you know, the flea on the camel's back, so to speak, in terms of moving the market. So your competition for these trades are algorithms. And the algorithms just react. They just do what they're programmed to do. They don't have emotion. So when you're thinking a market is overbought, it gets more overbought. Oversold, it can get more oversold because they're just going to continue to do what they're programmed to do. So that's why it can be a lot easier to trade based on what's happening right in front of you and how you want to do that. Right now, we're sitting and we're waiting. We want to see what's going to happen. Again, we've got our points, but it's not really kind of giving us either way, which tells me we're consolidating. We still have to leave open the possibility that we're going to come down, but we're going to take a look at our moving averages. See, our moving averages are all kind of lined up at this 5 minute. I got to get this one. It's got to be above there, but they are all kind of pointing higher. Okay, so we did get one. Now, let's see. And we got down below that, which was okay. So I am going to see if I can get out of this trade. And now I'm going to wait. It might go down. It might, but I'm thinking that it's going to flip around. And the 2 minute, it's holding the 4. If it trades down to the 8, which is right there, then that might be a nice little level to come in and buy. Now, yes, you could have said, would you hold on to the short? And it's like, yes, but I'm talking. And so it can be a little bit more difficult to do that. Now, you'll see also that I have, this is the NASDAQ Mini, and this is the NASDAQ Micro. They're really great instruments to trade. The Mini is going to move and produce winners or losers much faster than a micro contract. So the micro contract, I like to trade where I can build. Like right now, this is coming down to level I think probably should hold. If it doesn't, then I'm probably going to let it rally a little bit and then short it. No, there it goes. So in other words, I think that we should have gone ahead. All right, so I'm now long 5 micros. You're going to see it's going to move a lot slower in terms of P&L than the other. Micros let you hold on to the trade a little bit longer. Micros let you build into a trade, if that's what you do. So I do like to use them in between the others. Because again, if this is really going to turn and move up, I definitely want to be there and I'm going to want to have one other. It's still sort of looking okay. All right, where was I? Again, now, when you're looking for a trade that's particularly you're going to want to put a trade on that you're going to want to leave on and work to one direction or the other, those are your little bit longer term. We've got a good one going, and I really wanted to add to that, but we didn't. So I just need to, let me just get out of that one for right now. Let it pull back maybe to here, and I want to see if it holds this 8. Moving average on the 1 minute. And if it does, then I think that's a good level to likely pick up another long. Here we have the 200 on the 5 minute. And we, they're still, based on the 5-minute chart, it's still kind of more scalping than it is holding. But that was a good hold there. And we're going to see if this will develop into something we really want to hold on to. This other line down here, and let me just add, this is the point of control, which right now is at 12,550. And then this is the value area high. This is the value area low. I have found that mine can be different than others, but the point of control and the view app should basically be the same on no matter what system you're using. The intraday levels might change a little bit, but they should all, after like the first half hour, confirm each other in terms of that they're going to be the same on no matter what charting system that you're using, because they're based on volume. And right now, this 12,550 is an area where buyers and sellers are just pleased to go and do business. Sellers are willing to sell, buyers are willing to buy. And so that's what happens at that area. And it could just bounce around and consolidate and then decide to move, which is what it did here. And now it is moving up again. We're just going to take a pause and try to think about what we're doing. And let me just double check. How come I can't get those controls? I'm trying to pull the controls back down so that I can, here they are. I wanted to look at, see if there's the chat. It did answer that. All right, so we'll get rid of that. So what else can I add here? Basically, when we get kind of into a sideways market, which is basically what it's doing now, and to be honest with you, the first hour and a half, you'll get a lot of really good moves, and then the market just kind of goes sideways or sits in a small range, which is consolidation, but it just really slows down and you don't get a lot of movement. And so it becomes much more important to really follow your strategy, to really follow your stop levels, to follow and honor your entry and your exit. Now, a lot of people use different things. You can manually put in a stop. When the market's moving, I do have some where it'll just jump in and the stop gets put in and the target gets put in all at the same time. And that works, see, because right now it's not really going in any direction, but then it'll suddenly just zip a little bit. This could come down, and the potential is it'll come back down to VWAP, the 50 and the 200. Technically, your 1 minute still sits very nicely for the market to move higher. Paul, I use NinjaTrade. So this is NinjaTrader 8. And then I have the Thinkorswim platform up and on another screen. Those are the two that I use. Many people really do and favor Sierra charts, and because Sierra charts also afford you and gives you a market footprint, so a footprint chart, which is really going to tell you what and how things are moving when the orders are coming in. Are they aggressive buyers, aggressive sellers, etc.? And that can be very helpful as well. But it's a technique, and it's a charting system that you really have to learn and use well, or know well, or you can get yourself in a lot of trouble, because the NASDAQ tends to move very quickly. And so now we're moving up. And then again, here, we're going to see if it wants to break above here, which it is. So I'm just, because I think we will, want to go and see. I'm going to buy it here. Okay, so now we've got everything in line. So that's my stop, and that's the target. For right now, just on this day trade, just on this single trade in and of itself. Because basically, I don't want to risk more than 100. That's what happened there. Yeah, it should be, maybe not. Maybe a little bit less. And if we can get it going, I think it'll at least break above this high. And we're going to see now that we're there. And let's see what we can get into that. It's not really going anywhere. So what you can do, if you want to start protecting, there you go, target fill. And that was a great move. And actually went a little bit above the target, which if we get another little pullback, it's kind of getting a little stretched, but not to say that it won't. The trading platform that I'm using is NinjaTrader 8, and that is for Gene. And that's the one that you're seeing now. So, and for day trading, I love it. I really like Ninja Trader. Now, the one of the things that Ninja Trader doesn't have versus others, which are really clean, say, for example, Sierra Charts. Sierra Charts gives you that volume profile. And this is Ninja's volume profile. And it gives you the, what is called the footprint chart. And that's as buyers and sellers are moving in. Now, aggressive buyer, aggressive sellers, those are the ones that are coming in at the market. They're not throwing a bid and letting it build. They're buying or selling at the market. And those, if you're watching like a tick chart, that's also runs congruent with algorithms that are just preset to come in and work buy orders or come in and work sell orders. Those normally are going to come in at the market. So we are getting a little bit more of a pullback here. So we're just going to kind of continue to hang out and watch. Again, see how wonderfully, look at this. The 20 is above 50, 50 is above the 200, the 4 is above the 8. So it's come down and now it's held that 8. And again, we're day trading. We're just going to look to maybe scalp here. I think we are kind of getting to a little bit higher level where we may turn and move lower. But my hourly continues to point higher and my 5 minute is a little bit mixed. It's a little bit mixed in terms of what the power of this move. If we go over here, you can see that, see this blue line, that's the 20. This one is the 50. This is the 8, that's the 4, and there's the 200. So to really produce a stronger rally in the NASDAQ right now on this 5 minute chart, the 20 needs to be above the 50, 200 needs to be below. It doesn't always have to sit there, but they all have to be in alignment and facing up. They are right now. So it is acknowledging that, but if this comes back down and starts to break below that 200, maybe we'll take a shot and put a sell in. If not, then if we continue on the upside, my expectation for the market would be to at least break above this high at 73.75 and eventually right above that, which puts us to our next level on the longer term charts, which could be 85 or around 90. And then we have 12,600 just as a round number. But you know, eventually I do anticipate that maybe not today, new all-time highs are still out there to come, even though we just did some yesterday and we did some the day before, et cetera, et cetera. The market continues to hold higher. Maybe it's the Santa rally. Don't really know. I tend not to come in with that type of an expectation. Again, as I told you, I try to just play it as it is. But we still have some money we want to make back. So you see how it's holding the 1 minute 20 and it's holding the 5 minute 200. So those are all pretty good for right now. So it held it, and now it's getting a little bounce off of it, but that's not working. I'm going to give this a shot and see if we can get something going here. Now, again, I'm going to leave that stop in for right now because a break above it is really going to tell me that, nope, it's going to go. So you can put some limitations and stuff around by just using a target and entries. Now, again, if this gets and I want to start protecting, I mean, that's not a whole lot to protect, we can move our stop down. So if we don't want to give back a lot, I'm going to sit and see how this one kind of pans out. Now, remember, you're a day trader. So you're also looking at, it's like, okay, is this more that I'm going to hold the trade or is this a scalp? This is a scalp. So usually I'm looking for like 50 to 100 bucks. And the NASDAQ will give you that and then take it away all in 3 seconds. And I kid you not. This is the bar timers down here. Tell you what's left in these bars. So this is not really going anywhere. If we can get a little bit more, we're going to start to protect. Doesn't want to move. Oh, I can't move that down. I'm going to take that trade and just see. Yeah, that worked. Now it came back, but here we are still just consolidating because you can see what it did. It kind of broke above 20, zipped up to the 8 and did nothing. Reversed again. We're not the only ones that use those moving averages. A lot of algorithms that are just doing baskets of stock, buy or sell, they're also triggered by the break and the movement within the moving averages. So you got a lot of competition for trades, a lot of stuff going on. Do you really need to pay? You need to pay attention to some of it, but do you really need to know why? Why somebody's buying, why somebody's selling? And again, a trading buddy of mine, and I know that she's here listening, and she's gonna laugh because I always hold it against her when she tells me this. She goes, ours is not to reason why. Ours is just to trade what's in front of us. It's the best advice that really can be given to you. When you're sitting in that moment and you're like, this shouldn't be going down, it should be going up. They gave you the signal. Ours is not to reason why. Ours is just to trade in front of us. That's going to benefit you more. more than I may have an overall opinion of where I think the market should, what the market should be reacting to. And that could be valid. But when you're sitting here and you're trying to determine, do I buy or do I sell? It becomes much more important. Trade what's in front of you. So, and I'll tell you when that really comes into play, if you're making new lows or you're making new highs, or if you're getting ready to sell into an oversold market. Ours is not the reason why. Ours is just to trade what's in front of us. And that'll save you more times than not, because you could get where it's breaking a low and the market's oversold and it's going to dive lower again. What it's doing right now, it is pulling back yet again. So on the 2 minute, it's getting ready to break below. It broke 20. It's getting ready to break the 200. It held the 200 on the 2 minute. Switch over to that so you can see it. It held that 200 and it bounced. You see that? It held 558 and it bounced. $3.50, still good money. And now it's continuing to go, because where's it going? Back to the 8. Now it's above the 8, and we need to just see what it's going to do. Got a little bit above it. Does it want to continue? See how your moving averages are coming in? Now we're doing, now it's just playing between the 4 and the 8 here on the 2 minute. Now they merge, and it goes. What's our next level? Well, we have value area high at 68. Now we're going to look and we're going to see what's it going to do at 68. If you got long down here on this break, that was your first target. Actually, this was 64.50 was your first target. And then your second target is 68, which you just touched and backing away from. So you can see how that works using your moving averages. And if you only had one contract, you likely got out there. Going to take profit. If you have two contracts, then you take your first one off. Here's your second one. You're out, and now you're setting up. Now you're ready again. Excuse me. So now it broke below. You got in. Let's just say you're in it at 63.75. What's your first target? First target is that 20. Just hit it. You're out. What's your second target? Your second target is right here. But you might want to hold to see if it's going to break that low. Okay. So that would be reasonable. And that low is 57.50. And perhaps it stops. If it breaks that, your next target is going to be the 50 and then VWAP. So you've got like from 54 to 53.75, 53.50. And then below that, you have the point of control. So you've got all of your signals and all of your targets already all lined up. So now you can just trade. And I'm going to try to spend a little bit of time just kind of doing this. See how this now comes down, holds that 200, bounces up, and maybe now we've got these as your next resistance. It's not really going real fast. So you're just moving along with our moving averages. And we can likely throw some fibs on this. That was the three waves up. That's not really pretty, but it might be. I'm going to go from here, see what I can count. Hold on 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. That's a little bit too yucky, but it might be enough. In which case, I'd be looking for it to pull back some more. But this tells me it may be over. The pullback may be over. In terms of just a little two-minute chart, this little one-minute chart. Pullback, maybe not. Let's just take a few extensions, and I'm going to go like this, to this, to this. Okay, so now it's, and what I did is I just ran those extensions using this low to that high to that low. If indeed it's going to continue upside, now we've got some parameters, but it really has to move and hold above this 0.236 level. If it doesn't, we're pretty clean that we're likely going to go down. And in that case, since that seems to be where we're heading, I want to take advantage of possibly, let's just short it here and see what happens. Again, talking, you're not going to hit your exact targets, but I'm just trying to demonstrate some intraday, intraday strategies. So it takes me out. I may want to just, All right, let's see if we can get upside. Again, it might just be bouncing back and forth, consolidating. And that's what we call chop. If you get caught in the chop, it's going to hurt, particularly when you're playing the mini contract. This thing needs to get above your hand. We're going to walk over, at least on that stop. It's there. So come on, tell me what you want to do. They're going to, I'm just giving, oh man. You see the chop? And now you can look, see what happens. Here's my P&L. You get chopped around. My advice is, if I wasn't trying to demonstrate trading, I would just be standing aside. It's not worth getting chopped up $100 here, $100 there, $100, $100. Next thing you know, you're down $500 or $600 and you're working against the clock. As a day trader, you are flat every day. When you're done trading, you're done trading. You have no risk left. In other words, you're not long, you're not short, you're going to hold it overnight, because that could be really nasty. All right. It really needs to break above this level to show me, and it's not. So again, we're hanging in that period of chop. But what we're demonstrating here is how easily it is to get caught up. Now, let's try it again. And I'm just showing you what maybe you're going to think. Well, it just broke below. You know, the women at 4 and 8 or the 20 and the 8. We should get more out of this. Maybe we should at least come down to here. Maybe it comes all the way down and lets me have, you know, some money back. I wish I could get a different trade where I can show you how I would start to add. And right where I see is there's 1 minute 50, bounced below, came back, hovered around, now moving above, hesitating, gives you a good opportunity to look at your SET score, your sensations, emotions, and thoughts. Are they working with you? Are they working against you? Are they showing you impatience? Are they telling you stay calm? No. Or are you like, oh man, I don't want to take another hit. Oh, I got to take my profit. It all can work against you. And you might go, you know, I at this point couldn't tell you. We got to let the market tell us. But if it goes, it can go very quickly. And it can go either way very quick. So it's still kind of just trading in what some might call a box of doom. And what that doom really is you're getting caught in chop. So instead of making $100, you're giving $100 in each turn or more. So, and depending on what your parameters might be or what your account size is, you might be able to hold on to these trades. Let's say, for example, I don't honor this stuff. I'm going to cancel that and go to here because maybe I need to add to this. So I'm going to see if it gets up to here, and I'm going to see if I can add. I might add another contract if it breaks back below this. Okay, so now it's going up to there. It's going above it. So now you're still holding on because you didn't want to take the hit. So what do we do? Okay, and I'm just telling you, I'm not saying this is how to do it. I'm just showing you what can happen. All right. So again, not too bad. We're not totally savaged out here. But if you're going to, you need to add another contract. And okay, now I have two contracts. My net entry is 64.50, and it keeps going. So maybe if it doesn't turn here, you really need to be out because these charts are now telling you going higher. But you're short and you decide I'm not taking this hit, and you decide you're going to enter another contract. Got to get your average up higher. And we're just going to let this play out because now you're going to say that your stop is right there at a previous point of control at 574. Okay? You may think this has to come. It has to come. And if it does, it really needs to fall below here for you to make all your money back. So you're out there risking $300 now or plus, 300 plus. So you need to make 900. For your risk reward average to really kind of straighten itself out. Okay. So what am I demonstrating? I'm demonstrating it's like you have to have a risk reward parameter in place. And if you're going to continue to hold a position and you're now risking three times what you would have, you need to now make three times. Otherwise, your risk reward is 1-to-1, and that's never going to be. It's continuing to move. So do you want to continue to hold it? Oh, it's got to come back for me. It's got to. Doesn't have to do anything. Another thing I'm trying to show you, this is how your emotions will now work in favor of, I'm holding this trade because it's got to come back. It's got to come back. And when you're making that decision, I want you to think of the following. You're trading off a 1 minute chart. You're trading off a 2 minute chart, right? 1 minute, 2 minute. They can switch in a heart. I'm going to start wrapping this up. Let's open it up. If there might be any questions, I'll open that chat box so I can see them. If you have any questions, please go ahead. I'm just going to we're going to let that trade go for right now. I am just going to add here as we get into my last few minutes, just to kind of recap. Day trading is, it can be very profitable. And if you use a trading strategy, you've got to develop it. You've got to hang with it. You've got to learn it. You've got to really understand it. And then you go from there. If you're not, I doubt that you'll ever make your goals. Have a trading plan. If your goal is that you want to become an independent or a professional trader, and this is how you want to earn your living, not a bad choice, but have a trading plan. Without it, you're starting a business without a plan. How's that going to work for you? The other thing, whether you use moving averages, whether you use Elliott, whether you use Fibonacci, learn everything there is to learn, be confident about it, know what your signals are, and trade from there. I mean, there are other signals that I use, but I didn't put them up there. And a lot of them are also Fibonacci sequences, but they're different than the more known levels, which are what we're showing here. So, but you can add those. That gives you another layer of clues or direction or what's going on. One thing that I also want to include is please always keep tabs on your sensations, emotions, and thoughts, particularly your emotions and your thoughts. Sensations are one thing. You know, that's where you get that big nervous jolt that runs up and down your spine and gives you that pit in your stomach. That's a sensation. But fear, that's an emotion. It's a feeling. It's a thought. And those can really get you in trouble. So if you keep an eye on them and then you score them, if you're feeling great, you're feeling confident, you're feeling bad, you're going to score that section of your scoring at a 5, because we use 0 to 5, -5 to 0 +5. So boom, now you can see what happened. Look what happened on that trade. You just got smushed, because this thing's going to go all the way up. So we're going to close that trade. You're going to see, look at that. Not a good demonstration, but that's not how I would have done it. I just wanted to show you so that you can see how quickly things can turn. And at the same time, now you're looking at that, and you're like, crap, I can't lose $1,000 in a day. You just did. Many people will take that and jump back in. I'll show the market. I'll do this. I'll do this. And then instead of being down 1,100, they're going to be down 2,100, be down 2,200. And again, depending on your contract size, but also on your account size, is very, very important. If you're starting with $1 million, there's a whole lot you can do. There's a whole lot you can take. There's a lot of heat you can have in a position before it turns and goes your way. So not that I want to be arrogant, not that I want to be, you know, anything other than to say big money makes big money. And your competition and a lot of this are algorithmic firms that trade huge money. So we're just little fish in a great big ocean. And we basically are just kind of going in to get a scrap here and there. You're going to catch big moves using a good strategy, knowing, you know, when to add, when to take off, when to keep it, when to let it run. A lot of that is when you learn how your moving averages function, how they give you the signals, what they're telling you, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of things we can do. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at michael@logicalsignals.com. My goal now is that I'm going to start a podcast. It should just be a daily review. And I'm also, I enjoy writing. So I'll be including analysis and some other writing on a different section of the website. The website can be found. I'm now becoming a part of, and we've set up a new website, and it's tradershelpingtraders.com. If you go in there, you're going to find me, you're going to find, and it's under Eye of the Storm, and you're going to find other people that have put some educational things out for people to see. That's going to be able to help everybody. Right, David, thank you for putting that out. So, and then, but the third thing that I'm doing is I am now moving more towards coaching. I love teaching. I love showing. I like working one-on-one with people to help them reach their goals.